Dan, Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning to you guys. All right. So Storage Wars is back. First of all, let me ask you something. Why is it you guys have to do that auction chant thing? I never understood that.
Well, you know, kind of the premise behind it is if you have a lot of stuff for sale, Gary, and you need to get through it in a short amount of time, it's the best way to determine the fair market value of something on any given date. If you have something and you're just, you know, asking for the money, then that's okay. But if you have a lot of merchandise and you need to get through it in a proper amount of time, then you just have to put the urgency on it.
And it puts a frenzy on it, and it seems like, oh, it's going to sell. I got to get my hand up. I got to bid.
And if you don't put your hand up, then it does go to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the urgency behind the fast-paced auctioneering.
The art of auctioneering.
It. That is,
you know,
crazy.
You sell everything on the planet at auction.
Can anybody learn how to do that? I mean, I know you taught your wife, and now she's doing it, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I learned it, and I was the most shyest lady, believe it or not, I didn't ever want to get on stage. I would cry when he tells me I had to get up there to help him or do something in public. And when he got his wisdom teeth pulled, he said, you have to handle the auction.
Oh my gosh.
And I know. I fell in love with it.
And you say you were shy. Then you get on national television and to do shows like Storage Wars. How crazy is that for you?
I know. What a way to burst the bubble and let me get out there, huh?
And how intrusive is this show into your life? I mean, does it take up so much time, or is this just a pleasure to be on?
It's a lot of fun.
It's both.
A pleasure, but it does take up all of our time, and I'm just glad that we're both doing it together.
Yeah, it's all consuming.
So we are auctioning all the time.
So I guess I never understood how the auctioneering, how did you get into the storage part of auctioneering? Because usually it's the houses and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s, you know, I was looking for a way to pay my bills. There was a few storage places around, and whenever somebody doesn't pay their bill, it has to go through a certain legal process that involves an auction. So we started putting our stuff on you because I just wanted to show our clients that we're better auctioneers than our competitors, and here's how we do it. We had three news agencies pick up a thrift economy story, and that kind of the sale for everything.
Got it. Yep. That makes sense.
Storage Wars was on.
Here's the big question. Do people ever get burned getting some storage facility? I mean, there might be nothing in there, just some hoarder stuff, or is there always something good?
No. You know, people like to talk about winning, and they don't like talking about losing.
Exactly.
So for every good locker that you hear, there's probably a dozen out there that aren't so good.
Right.
You know, most of these folks that buy and sell these things, they're making money on the $10, $50, $20 items, and that's how they make their living. Not everyone is good, and not everyone is super profitable, but if you're smart, and you practice, and you kind of really work at it, then you can make a living at it.
I'd be that guy who is the, 11 out of 12.
All right. I hear you.
The buyers get savvy. They look at these units, and they know if they're, they haven't been touched, there's dirt on them, the boxes are sealed, or they take a big sniff, and it kind of gives them a little bit of a hint how
to bid. Well, looking forward to it again this year. Dan and Laura, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. You have a great day, and looking forward to seeing you on TV this year.
Thank you.
And thank everybody in Ohio.
Thanks for watching Storage Wars on A&E.